Shmitis Michaelis, that's not acceptable in Dina Nefashis. And then the Gemara says, and the Mashmas of the Pasuk is that it's not acceptable in Dina Nefashis, but in Dina Mammon it is good. If Shnayim Mammon is also, you need to aid him. The two psukim, one pasuk, al pishnei edim, al pishloish edim, yakum dover is on mominus. Al pishnei edim, al pishloish edim, yumus ameis, that's by din and nefoshes. The third one, dover shib diyarfa, needs to aid him also, that's based on exeru shava dover mimamin. Because the pasuk says, if a couple is married and the husband has to divorce his wife, ki motza ba'er vazdov, because he discovers that she was mezana and she became a soito, then he has to divorce her. How did he discover? How did he discover? Mara says, dava dava mimam, just like by mamon, al pi shnei edim, al pi shlei shen, v'yakum dava, you need two or three edim. So by dava shebiyeva, also you need two or three edim. So you have the three, you have the two psukim, one by mamon, is one by nefashis, and the gzera shava tells you that dava shebiyeva also needs two edim. So this pasuk ends off, lo yumas al pi edachad. That's only by nefashis. By mominus, there is no such pasuk, and by dover shebiyeva is learned out dover dover mi mamon. So eris mecheres would be good. Eris mecheres is only a special din by nefashis, not good. Eris mecheres by mominus is good. So the question is, to what extent is it eris mecheres that is acceptable by mominus? So if they're both seeing the same accident, someone crashed into someone else, or someone smashed someone else's property, someone borrowed money from the other person, and the two witnesses are watching from different windows, one witness doesn't see the other. So that's what the Mishnah and the Gemara say. That's acceptable by Mominus. They're watching the same halvor, but they're not Royim Ze'ezeh. The witnesses don't see each other. So that's not acceptable by Nefoshes. That's the Mashmas. Lo Yumas Hapi Eid Echad doesn't mean Eid Echad. It means many Eidim, but Echad Echad. The singular Eid, not Royim Ze'ezeh. So by Mominus, it's good. What if they're not only not roim zeh zeh? What if it's mamash edus miyacheres? One fellow's watching by the. There's only one window to watch from. One fellow's watching by the window the way someone is smashing the other guy's property. Bang, bang, bang. And the other guy says, and the one is looking out the window says, "Look what's going on here." There's only room for one person. So he walks away. The other guy goes to the window. So they both saw the guy banging, smashing the other guy's property, breaking up the other guy's car, but they didn't see Bevas Achas. If they saw Bevas Achas, but they're not Rayim Zeh Zeh, so that the Gemara said, that's not acceptable by Nefoshes, it is acceptable by Mominus. What if they saw the same Hezek Bezeh Chazeh? They didn't even see Bevas Achas, clearly Bezeh Chazeh. Is that acceptable by Mominus or not? Or what if they heard one fellow was watching when he smashed one automobile on Sunday, the other fellow was watching when he smashed a different automobile on Monday. So you have two Eid Echods that he smashed the other guy's automobile. On Sunday, the Eid Echod says he smashed a Ford. On Monday, the other Eid Echod says he smashed up a Lexus, whatever. They're talking about two different stories. Is that acceptable? Maybe that's not acceptable by Mominus either. If they're talking about two different cases of a Hezek, maybe the only Eidus Mecheres that's acceptable by Mominus is if they're seeing the same Maisa Hezek Bevasachas but not Roim Zeh, that that's no good by Nefoshes Echad Echad, by Mominus it is good, but if they're seeing Bezeh Hazeh, maybe it's not acceptable. So that's the Machloikas HaTalam. The Tanya, we have this Braisa, what is it? So Tosefta and Sanhedrin says Perikei, okay, good. Tosefta and Sanhedrin Perikei Liolamein Adusim Mitzarevus HaShirish Neim Ke Echad. Tanakama says by Mominus, the only thing we'll make alan, the Gemara in the first Perek and Makkas, if the Edom are not Roim Zem Zed, but they still have to be watching simultaneously. They're not watching simultaneously, it's not Mitzarev. Yibshur Bekorcha disagrees, Afila Bezeh Achazeh. It's good even if they sing Bezeh Achazeh. They sing Bezeh Achazeh, the same Hezek? I look through the window, there's only a crack in the window for one person to look at. I'm watching and I say, wow, take a look what's happening. And I walk away, the other guy watches. So they saw Bezeh Chazeh the exact same story, or Bezeh Chazeh they saw a different story. That's what's unclear within Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. How far is he making? Afila Bezeh Chazeh, two different halvos, two different hezekim, or not? And then the second half of the Tosefta is a new machlokes. Do the Edim have to testify Turka de Dibra of each other? The two Edim have to testify together. What do you mean together, simultaneously? No, it means Turk de Dibra of each other. Turk de Dibra is like simultaneous. Tanna Kamma says, in nefashas, everybody agrees that the witnesses have to testify techa de dibra of each other. So in nefashas, everyone would agree that that is the din. When you make the drisha mechakira, you have to be mekablet as eshaloi b'fnezeh. And then the Bezin discusses as Yichai Misa. If the Bezin decides to want to give him the death penalty, then they have to call the Edom in and have them repeat the Agoda Seidus. By Nefashis, everyone would agree that that would be the din. Gomer Sadova Machnisim Osim, you bring in the Edom that they should repeat the Agoda Seidus. But the Mishnah Chavtes is not talking about Nefashis, talking about Mominus. So that's the Gemara's question. Can you read, should you read the Mishnah? That is the loiker of Nasnahai Machnis Mosim, that even in Mominus we require that the Edom have to testify again to the Dibra of each other. Oh no, maybe Machnis Mosim means we bring in the Baladinim. The whole time the Baladinim are not there. We bring back the Baladinim before we give the Psak. But you don't have to have the witnesses testify to the Dibra of each other.
Don't the witnesses have to testify Bishnei Baldin?
Yeah. Baladinim probably were there the first time when the Yadim gave the Haggadah Seder. Baladinim were there. Baladinim present Reuven and Shimon to Baladinim. And Reuven has to weigh them and Shimon has to weigh them for different details of the story. So they gave the Haggadah Seder initially with Nei Baladinim. So the question is, but if Edom officially have to testify Turkey, in the Foshas, the din is, everyone agrees, Edom have to testify Turkey, they brought each other. So we would require, when we do the first interrogation, for sure the Baladinim have to be there. The question is, in the Foshes, you need the Edom to testify Turk de Dibra of each other, so we would have to call the Edom back. If Gomer Sadov Bezin wants to be Mechaivim, if Bezin's going to acquit him, so you don't have to be Mechabalatus all over again. But if Bezin wants to make him Chayv the death penalty, Salpidin the Edom wasn't acceptable. Because it wasn't Turk de Dibra. So by Nefashis, we would have the Edom testify over again. Probably would need Bifnei, the person against whom they testify. That's the official Kabbalah Seder, the second time when they testify Turk de Dibra of each other. But the shot is by Mominus. Is it a Stam Mishnah, the Leuker of Nosen? Gomer Sadovar, Bezdan Zabat, the Paskin Chayiv Momin, Machnis Mosim, you require Edom should testify Turk de Dibra of each other. They should give the Agoda Seder again. Oh no, maybe the Mishnah means Machnis Moslem the Baladinim. But the Haggadah Seder from before was good. There's no need for Edom to testify Turkey Dibra of each other, Mominus. That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara said, should I say Masinsin the Leker Abnosin the Tanya? And they're quoting the second half of the Braisa. They do some Miskayems Beznat Shiridush name Kecha Turkey Dibra. Abnosis agrees. Shaymin Dwab Shazahayom, you can be Makabalatus of one Erecha today. Shavachavel the Macher. Today and tomorrow means not Turkey de Dibra. You don't need Turkey de Dibra. Shem and Dvorov. So the Gemara says, should I say that it's a Stam Mishnah, the Loki Reb Nosson, and usually Halachic is Stam Mishnah, not always. Every so often there is an exception to the rule. And that rule was stated by Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nossi, the same time as Rabbi Shmuel. They all learned by Rabbi Yudah Nossi the same time. But there is, the Gemara says, the different versions, whether Rabbi Yechon had really said that. Is it really true that Rabbi Yechon said Halacha Kestam Mishnah? So a lot of times we don't always pass on like Kestam Mishnah, but that's the Gemara's question. Should I assume that the Mishnah here is Deloi Kireb Nosan, and therefore the Pashtas Adin should be Deloi Kireb Nosan, that both by Nefashis and by Mominus we would require that the two witnesses should testify Tech the Deep of each other? The Gemara says Loi. The last word on the line. The Gemara says Loi. Not necessarily. The Mishnah of the Leker Abnosan. The Yolam, you can say the Baladinim. Means we call the Baladinim back in. But where did the Baladinim go? The Baladinim, we never sent them away. And said, no, the Mishnah goes like Reb Nechemiah and Tanya. Reb Nechemiah, Kachayim Hagam Shanikiyah Dashi Birshalayim. The meaning of the Choshevei Rabbonim used to be, Machnisim the Baladinim Shem and Dvereyim. The Baladinim, Reuven and Shimon are fighting with each other, whether he owes the money or not, so they present the tightness and this back and forth. And each one says, I can bring Edom to testify Machnisim. So Edom, Shami Divrahim, you have to have Kabbalah Seder Bifnei Baldin. And then, when the Bezin deliberates, we don't want the Baladinim to hear. They should hear that I was the one who was against him, and they're never going to forgive me. So we don't want the Baladinim to hear. We send the Baladinim out of the room. That was, it, strictly speaking, it's not a din, but Seichel dictates. Well, why should you want the Baladinim to know who said what? The Mishnah says after they gave the Psak, Halach racham megalasod. You're not allowed to tell anybody that I was really I paskan in your favor, but I was outvoted. What can I do? If the Baal Din were there, they're going to hear the whole discussion of the Bezna. So we don't want them to be in the room when the Dayanim are discussing the case. Motziim Moshem Lachutz. He sent the Baal Din out. Menos Nosam Adover. And then Gomer said Adover Machnisam Moshem. Yeah, why do you have to be Machnisam Moshem? Do you have to din? Is there a loch you need to psak din b'fnei Baal Dinim? There's a din in Dini Mominus, and Gomen Din Shalodam Ela Befanov. How do you know that din? You cannot make a Gmar Din Shalodam Befanov. It's a Pasuk, Rashi and Babakame writes, I think on Daf Mem Hey. The Gemara in Babakame Daf Mem Hey has a Machlokes Hatanaim. Does that din, and Gomen Din Shalodam Ela Befanov, does it apply to Shara Niskal, to animals? Maybe it only applies to human being. So Rashi asks them, where's the Pasuk by the human beings? And Gomen Din Shalodam Ela Befanov. So Rashi quotes a Pasuk. I don't think the Gemara quotes it. Rashi quotes a Pasuk. It says in the end of Bamidbar that if one murders someone else, there's a din of Goel Adam. So the din we mentioned, there's a Rashi later in Perek Nibra Din, but Rashi sounds like he's saying that the institution of Goel Adam is only one where one killed Bishoigi. If he killed the Mezid, there's no din of Goel Adam. It's the regular din of Yad Eidim Tiyabab Rishonim. That's what it sounds from the Rashi. So the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos quotes this Rashi in Sanhedrin Perek Nigmat Din. He says it's a Peladik Rashi. It's against often a Pasuk in Chumash. The Pasuk says in Chumash that when one killed B'mezid, the Goel Adam has to kill. Even though there normally is a din, Yad Reidim Tiyabab Rishonim Yad Kolam Achreina, here's an exception to the rule. There are a few exceptions to the rule. By Mesis, it's an exception to the rule. Yotcha Tiyabab Rishonim, the Nisas, the one whom he tried to convince to worship Abed Azara, he has the Yod Chatir, he should kill him. And then by Shara Niskal, the mitzvah is Mutelis on the Baal HaShor. The Baal HaShor should kill his Shor. And if someone else goes, the Bez Medek Mardin, my Shor deserves skill. If someone else went and they did this, they killed the Shor, they have to pay me Azara Zahuvim. So Gemara Babakam Adab Tzadik, they have to pay me Azara Zahuvim because he stole the mitzvah from me. And the third exception to the rule is by Ritzeach. The Gemara said Beferish. The Baritzech, it's a Beferish of Pasuk Chumash, and it's a Beferish of Gemara. The Baritzech, there is no din of Yad Ha'idim Tiyabab Rishayna. The din is that the Goel Adam is supposed to kill. So Ramban quotes this, Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos quotes this Rashi. The Rashi is mashma as if the institution of Goel Adam only applies when the fellow is Horeg B'Shoigik. Horeg B'Mezid, it's not true, doctor. Horeg B'Mezid, also there's a din that Goel Adam is supposed to kill. So there's a Gemara in Baba Kama, the Gemara has a statement, Ein Gomen Din Shulah Demela Befanam, it's talking about Din and Nefashis. And the Gemara has a Machlok, and Rashi says, what's the Mokka? Aram Delefna Heidola Mishpat. The context is about the Goel Adam shouldn't kill him until Bez makes a Gemara Din. But since it says, Aram Delefna Heidola Mishpat, sounds like you need Gemara Din Befanam. Fine. And the Machlok HaTanoim is whether that Din applies to Shor. Shor Niskal, they have to take the Shor into the Bezin. The Shor is Allah Badas. What do you mean? Hagamadim Bifnei HaShor. You're telling the Shor, you're Chayv Skila. The Shor doesn't understand what you're saying. Maybe it only makes sense before if the person is a Badas. The person is Shkem Badas, what do you mean? Okalpan. So there's a din, you need Gmadim Bifanav. Does that halacha Gmadim Bifanav, does that carry over to Din Imamanis also? Or does it only apply in Din in the Foshes? So that's a Machlokes HaRishonim.
Kabbalah Shor has to be there,
Kabbalah Shor has to be there. Kabbalah Edis, right. The Gemara learns that, how do you know that Eim Kabbalah Edis Ela Befnei Baldin? So the Pasuk says, V'huad Bivolov. You have a Kabbalah Shor, but you have an Al Shor. Right. V'huad. V'huad means the Edim give the Hagodah Edis Bifanov. In the presence of the Baal HaShor, they should test the Mazik. So that Pasuk is the marker that you need Kabbalah Edis Befnei Baldin.
And the Baal HaShor on the Shor doesn't have to be there. He doesn't understand. But the
Baal HaShor,
does he have to be there maybe?
I don't think so. If you don't need the Shor, you don't need the Baal HaShor either. If you need Bifnei Baal Din, the Gemara... We mentioned last week this... Oh, I mentioned a different Chabur. There's a Machlekes HaTanaim in Baba Kama, Shor Hefker, Shor Gesodav, is it Chayv Skil or not? So Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds that the skila that you give to the Shor is a punishment to the Baal HaShor. That's what the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam thinks, what are you punishing a Shor? Shor is a Adam, the Shor is a Lav Bardas. So he says the skila that you give is a punishment to the Baal HaShor. So the Ramban and Chumash on Parsha is the end of Parsha is Noach. After the Mabul, it says Shofech Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam Dam Yishofech. It was a chiddush because mankind was so rotten at the time of the Mabul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed everybody except for this tiny family, Noach and his descendants and his three sons with their wives. So one might have thought, Tahavamina, that the whole reason for the Yisr Ritzich is because man was created with Tzalem Malakim. So they had ruined the Tzalem Malakim, so maybe there's no longer any prohibition of Lassir Ritzach. Or maybe there's a prohibition, maybe it's a Chatzi Shir, because he doesn't have the same degree of Tzalem Malakim that he used to have at the time of Briyas HaOlam. So maybe there's no mis, maybe there's no death penalty for murder. So the Baruch Shalom had to repeat again the din, Shafech Dam Horem, Borem Dam Yishafech, after the Mabul, even though Tzalem Malakim, there's a Yeridus HaDoros, and it's a shvach at Tzalem Malakim, there's still a din of Ritzich, and you still chayv misa. So the pasuk there throws in a phrase, miyad kol chaya ed rishena. If a chaya kills a person also, what does it mean, miyad kol chaya ed rishena? It means if I get a dog to bite someone to death, I'm chayv misa, that's what it means. No, it says miyad kol chaya ed rishena, sounds like the shor shoharek hasodom, the chaya is chayv misa. So that's what the Ramban says. The posh b'shat and the pasuk is it's a punishment to the shor. The behemoths don't have enough seichel to be shomer Shabbos or to keep kosher or to like tefillin, but all the behemoths in the world have enough seichel not to kill a human being. Since Noach saved them at the time of the Mabul, so impressed on the minds of all the behemoths chayv yofes that they should have a debt of gratitude to human beings they shouldn't kill. So if they kill a human being, the shor deserves a punishment. Shor has enough seichel, enough bechira chavshus to know not to kill a human being. So that's what the Ramban disagrees. He quotes the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, who says that the skila for the shor is a punishment to the Baal HaShor. He can't say it's a punishment to the shor. The shor is a lab bar das, a lab bar onshin. The Ramban says, with all due respect, if the din would have been like the Tana Reb Yehuda in Bava Kamma, where is it? Mem Dalan on the base on something. The din would have been like Reb Yehuda that shor hefkir shoharak is not chayim misa. Then you would say like the Rambam that the punishment of skila is the punishment to the Baal HaShor. But we don't pass like Reb Yehuda. We pass Kanshor Hefke Shoharag is Chai Misa. So he says, from that Mishnah you see that it's a punishment to the Shor. So you need, there's a Machlekes Hatanoim, whether Engo Medina Shalodam Ela Befonov, that Pasuk Aram Delof Neidolam Mishpat, it only applies to Odom as Chai Misa, or even to Behema. So if it doesn't apply to Behema, so you neither need the Behema to be present in the Bezin nor the Baal HaShor. And if it does apply, you just need the behemoth to be present. You don't need the Baal HaShor. The pasuk b'hod b'valav, you have to have Hagor to say this b'fnei Baal HaShor. That's by Shor Shehizik. So we're going to hold the Baal HaShor responsible. He has to pay. Okay, b'hod b'valav. He's the one against whom they're testifying. So the shaila is this halacha that you need Gmar Din Befonov, does that only apply to Din in the Farshas? The original Pasuk is only Din in the Farshas. Is there such a Din in Din Imamanus? So that's a Beferish and Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, Machlokes of Rishonim.
Would what we said in the morning of Vuchim be a Kasha and Rebel Bosalevichik's understanding of the Rambam that he holds that Din in the Farshas by Shor are Din in the Farshas? Right, if it's a punishment on the guy, then it's not really Din in the Farshas of the Shor, because they're not killing if the real Baal Din is the man. So then you can't have you say within the Rambam that it's that considered Dinei Nefashos of the Shura.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting point. Could be. It's an interesting point. Mm-hmm. So where is this discussion whether you need a Gemara Din Befonah by Dinei Mominus? So the Gemara has a. Mar has a discussion somewhere on an Amud Beis here. I forgot already where it is. Let's say they go to Adin Torah, the three Dayanim. The three Dayanim don't know what the Din is. So the Gemara says they should send the Shaila to the Bezna HaGadol. The Bezna HaGadol should paskin. Where is that? Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Mm-hmm.
The first wide line.
Chutzuch Dabal Ishol. Oh. If the Bezin, the local Bezin doesn't know, Kasim Shochem. They send a letter to the Bezin HaGadol. And then the Bezin HaGadol paskins. So there are two versions in the Rishon of what it means. The Bezna Gadol Paskin Shalai Bifnei Baladinim, because the local Bezin sends them a whole brief. Say, Reuben said this, and Shimon said this, and two Edom said that, and another two Edom said this. What's the din? We don't know what the din is. What's the din? So the Bezna Gadol gives a psak, and they render a psak Shalai Bifnei Baladinim, because only in Nefashas you need Bifnei Baladinim, because they're making him into a Gavrik Tila. The Mamanis, they're just saying what the din is. I paskan on a chicken, whether it's a treifa or not. I paskan on basa b'cholam. I have to paskan in front of the basa b'cholam. That's the chepts on which you're paskaning. So maybe in din Mamanis, there's no halacha of requiring a gemar din b'fnei bal din. It's only in the fashas, because the gemar din is considered the tchilas kim ha'oinesh. They declare him as a gavrik tila. When the bezin makes a gemar din l'misa, he's considered a garbik tila bahahargo and a neragola. But someone will kill the person. If the bezdin made the gemar, then he won't get an oinish. So that's one opinion in Rishonim. The other Rishonim say no, beferish. In the Chosh Mishpah they quote, the other Rishonim say no. Kosman b'shoch, they send a shalat to the bezdin agorl. Then the bezdin agorl sends a tshuva to the local bezdin, then the local bezdin calls in the baladinim, and they paskim if they baldin based on the tshuva that the bezdin agorl sent him. Because he can't give a psak shalab if nebaldin. That pasuk aram de lefnei de la mishpat is not limited only to din and fashas, because the gemar din is the tchilas ha'inesh. They make him into a gavrik tila. It's a din and gemar din. Gemar din always has to be if nebaldin, even in din imamina. So that's a machloikas. So that's the issue here. The gemara says, Gomorus adin, Bezdin wants to make the gemar din, the Mishnah Chavtes, hoya machnisa maysam. So the Gemara suggests machnis masa means we call in the baladinim. So why do you have to call in the baladinim? So you can say tupshotim, because the halacha requires gemar din bifnei baldin even in dinim amina. So you can say no, they're waiting, they want to hear what the maskana is. So we can really make the gemar din shalai bifneim. But we're going to have to notify them. So instead of sending a letter, a registered letter, why should we spend so much money? Call in the baladinim, they're waiting outside. Call them in and tell them what the gemar din was. But it's not because al pidin, you can't make a gemar din shalai bifneim. So that's a machlekes in Chosh Mishpat. They quoted, when they quote that first wide line on Lamed Aleph, Amid Beis, when that's quoted in Chosh Mishpat, so the Beir HaGoyle and the Shach discuss over there, the machlekes of Rishonim.
You see, this is a machlekes in Tarshina time of the Kra as well. There's the first Rishonim that say that it's only Mamonos, and therefore you don't need them in front of you, you don't need... what would the svar be to make the chilek begin with?
They're arguing what's the nature of that pasuk, Adam de lepnei de la mishpat, that you need a gemar din befanav. So is it because the gemar din of the fashas is the tchilas ha'oinish? Because we're making him into a gavrik tila, so then has no application to mamonis. Or do you say, no, it's a din, the gemar din has to be bifnei ha'balei dinim. So it applies equally to mamonis and to nefashas. I don't think it's a shayla whether darshin the time of the cross.
The context of the cross.
Yeah, what's the nature of the pasuk? Should we say the pasuk is restricted only to nefashas? It applies equally to mamonis. By nefashas, the gemar din is the tchilas kiyum ha'inish. We're declaring him as a gabrik. The halacha says once you make a gemar din lemisa, he's considered now a gabrik tila b'ha'harga and a neragola. That's gemaris later. Gemaris makas like that. So since that's a tchilas kiyum ha'inish, so for there I understand you need the gemar din b'fanav. But in Mamanis, there's no Oynish, it's just a psak. So maybe he can give a psak, shalai b'fana. He can paskan on a chicken, shalai b'fana. So maybe he can paskan on the baladin also, shalai b'fana. Maybe I should say no. When you're paskan on a chicken, you're really paskaning in abstract. They're not really paskaning on this particular chicken. But when there's a bezdin and din and Mamanis, they're paskaning on this case. The case is closed. The halacha says you're paskaning on this case. So maybe if you want to paskan on the case, the psak always has to be b'fnei baladinim.
But there's something additional
that you make him into a gabrik tila. It's considered as if the gemar din is the tchilas kiyum ha'inash on the persons. Maybe that's why the pasuk says aram de lefnei de la mishpat, that you can be gemar din shalai b'fanav.
Okay.
Why wouldn't we apply the din of Mishpat Echad Yelachem and say that the standards of Eidos for Dini Nefashos are also applied by Dini Mamanes, even though the Torah only wrote them in Dini Nefashos?
The standards of Eidos do apply. Correct.
But we say Eidos Miyochadas is kosher in Dini Nefashos.
Yeah. Well, the Gemara has an... That's a pasuk. Lo Yumas al pi Eidach. So Lo Yumas is only Nefashos. Echad means Echad Echad. The Gemara says that's an exception to the rule, because the pasuk is mashma, Eidos Miyochadas only a din. The Beis HaLevi has like that. He quotes, there's a Gemara, the Mishnais later, there's an institution of Kippah. Kippah means you lock a guy up and let him die from starvation. That's unofficial Mises Bezin. To have the official Mises Bezin, you have to have Hasra, you have to have Hasra Terchidibu, which Meshuggah is going to do. Going to be in the bedroom by the Yeshu Sisha Zinzer, going to give Hasra Terchidibu, highly unlikely. They're going to give Hasra Mechil Shabbos by Ritzeach Terchidibu, the whole story is highly unlikely. So the Pashtus is that hardly anybody ever got Din in the Fashas. That's what the Mishnah says, that Bezin once in 70 years. How can it be? The whole case is so far-fetched. Officially, on the books, there's such an institution, Din in the Fashas. But the Maisa they hardly had. So the Maisa they hardly have, so you're going to have murderers roaming around the country and not going to do anything to them. So the Mishnah says, don't worry about it. So the Gemara says, one who hurik shaloi be'edim, if he kills him, and no witnesses, and you can't give the death penalty, so we lock him up and let him die from starvation. Well, what do you mean he kills below Adam? Kills below who says that he's a murderer? So the Gemara says, no, you have Eidos Miyochadas. So the Beis HaLevi points out, you have Eidos Miyochadas, means basically Eidos Miyochadas is a perfect birur that the guy deserves a death penalty, a birur you have. But officially, you can't give the official Mises Bezin, lo yuma sal pi edecha, it's a din ekiyim ha'inish. It's not a din in the Eidos. The Eidos is a good birur. The Rambam has the same thing. The Rambam says the Melech has a right to kill. Medina HaMalch has a right to kill a murderer. The job, the role of the Melech is to maintain law and order. So let's say someone is horeg, someone murders other people. So if the Bezin can give him the Anish Misa, let's say there was no Hasra. You have two Edim that the guy murdered, but there was no Hasra, there was no Hasra Terkut Edibur. So then is the Melech has a right to kill him. Melech doesn't have a right to kill for Chilul Shabbos. That's not the role of the Melech. That's the role of the Bezin, to maintain religious observance. The role of the Melech is Melech ben Mishpat Yamin Eretz, to maintain law and order in the country. So to kill murderers, that's good. So the Rambam writes, the Melech has a right to kill Al Pi Eid Echad. So the commissioner says, Al Pi Eid Echad. What do you mean to take a guy's life? Al Pi Eid Echad. So he thinks the Rambam Al Pi Eid Echad means Eidos Miyochadas. So the Beis HaLevi explains, Eidos Miyochadas basically is perfect. By Mamanus, and it's perfect by Nefashos also. Mishpatecha Yolachem. You're right. That Hekesh, Mishpatecha Yolachem, tells you that Eidos Mamanus and Nefashos is the same. The Seder Hadirin is not the same. Because here you say the Hitzilahu Eid, the Bezna has to bend over backwards. So you have the nine Chilukim, Shebei Mamanus and Nefashos, and the number of the Dayorim is not the same. But Mishpatecha Yolachem goes on the Hagorah Seder. Eidos is the same. Eidos Miyochadas is different. So the Beis HaLevi says, Eidos Miyochadas is din lo yumas. It's a din kim einish mises bezin. You can't give the einish mises bezin al pi echad echad, but it is a birur. So the main afkemina, so you can give kippa, that's the Gemara. Eidos Miyochadas is good for kippa. And the Kes Mishnah said, when the Rambam said, the Melech has a right to kill based on Eid Echad, what he really meant was Eidos Miyochadas. Where's that din of kippa?
Because of it's all on other affairs which you get mises. In other words, because the king only kills if it's a murder.
King only by murder, yeah.
If there was a case of
Chal Shabbos, the king.
Shabbos, then you could use kippah.
The king cannot kill him. The Bezdin may decide to kill him. The kippah, the Mishnah has laid around, the kippah is when you lock that guy up and let him die from starvation, is in two cases. Either Harik Shalom Barai Brura, a murderer.
Also.
Or one who violates Chayvi Krisis a few times in a row. That's a guy eats Chelav Adam a few times in a row. A guy Mechal Shabbos, a guy eats Anyam Kippur, Chayvi Krisis, if he repeats it two or three times, then also Machnis Mosul Kippur. Here's the Mishnah, Pei Aleph Amibes. There are three Mishnahs. So the middle Mishnah, Pei Aleph Amibes. The top Mishnah is Mishaloka Vishana Bez Machnis Mosul Kippur. That's if he violated Isuri Koris two or three times. That's Machlokes. How many times does he have to violate Isuri Koris that you should give him an unofficial Mises Bezin? Then the middle Mishnah on Pei Aleph Amud Beis is a Harig Nefesh Shaloi B'Edim. Gemara says, Shaloi B'Edim? How do you know that you have a right to kill? So the Gemara quotes Amara be'edis mecheres. So that's what the Beis Halevi has a whole as. Edis mecheres is a perfect birur for mamonis, and it's a perfect birur for nefashos as well. It's just that it's a din and kien einish mises bezin lo yumas. You can't administer einish mises bezin, but it is a good birur. So that's what the base. That's what the Kes Mishnah says. When you get to the Melech, also when the Rambam says Melech has a right to kill based on Eidecha, it really means Eidus Miacheres.
Then why by Psul Krovim? Whereas Lo Yumsu of us Abanim, so the Gemara does say Mishparecha and accepts the Dinei Mamres. Say Psul Krovim is only Dinei Nefashos.
That's a good kasha. Maybe just like over here, Lo Yumas is a Dinei and Kiyam Einish Misbez. Maybe over the Yumsu, maybe it's also. It's a good kasha. I don't know. How did the Tanoim have the feel to dash the psukim? This I don't know. But the Gemara makes the distinction. The Gemara says that the mamonis is the same as nefashas by kroivim. The mamonis is not the same as nefashas by yeris mecheres. I don't know how they dash.
If people built into the system that you can kill somebody with yeris mecheres,
not built into the system. That's unofficial mises bezin. That's based on the brisa mem vavam and al shemati she bezim akam yanchin shalai men adin. They have a right to even to give malchus or to give death penalty. You don't even need a Sanhedrin, you don't even need smuchim. And Chosh Mishpat, it says, even Mizmanas and Chosh Mishim Simen Beis. It says, the Zayn Tuvei Ho'ir. They used to have 7 members of the board. In Broyes, they still have 7 members of the board. Zayn Tuvei Ho'ir. So Zayn Tuvei Ho'ir have the right to administer Misa. So when they vote for the members of the board, it's crucial. Make sure that you don't elect the wrong person, because they may decide to kill you. That's a din. Even though Enkerach b'Archacham l'Laka Dominator b'Kum v'Yasei, Bezna has no right to do an aver b'Kum v'Yasei. They have a right l'Laka Dominator b'Shevi Al Tase. Bezna has a right to tell you don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and don't put on tzitzis and the beged shel pishton, and the gershon is gerer Pesach should not bring the korban Pesach on Yudalid Nissan, let it bring Pesach Sheni. They have the ability, they have the right to tell you Lakadob Menatar B'Shevi Altasa, but they don't have the right to be Ekadob Menatar B'Kum V'Yasei. So the Gemara asks in Yivamas Dav Tzadik, Akam Bezin can give Malkus a Misa Shaloi Kedin. The Gemara says L'Hairu HaShar L'Migdan Milsa Shaini. That's their tradition. Shamati She Bezin Makal Yanshin Shaloi Menatin. That's a Braise in Megillas Tainus. This Tanya Rav Lezer Miyankam Shamati, that Braise appears in Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus was written down before the Mishnayos. Rashi says in Shabbos, in the first paragraph, why is it called Megillas Tainus? Because at the time the Mishnayos was still being recited Baal Peh, the Megillas Tainus was already written. So if you look, this Braise appears in Megillas Tainus. It's a Tosefta in a few places, it says. A couple of places, Tosefta. But that Tosefta is on the other day. Ein Donim Shnayim V'Yamechad. But so in the Megillas Tainus, they add on one pasuk, Shenemar, what do they say? Right. That pasuk teaches you that Bezin Makam Yonshin Shalom Menadin Lahairu Asher Lamigdim, if they feel they're going to gain something by it. So we paskin, you don't even need the Smuchim, you don't need a Sanhedrin. The Meiri over there on Daf Mevav says that you can only do this, the Sanhedrin has the right to do it. The Shita Samiri has not been accepted, usually not accepted. Whenever the Meiri comes up with his original Chidushim, usually it's not accepted. So this one's also not accepted. And Chosh Mishpat Simen Beis, it says Bez Makom Yanshin even applies Bezman Hazeh, even the Zayin Tuvi Huir. They don't even have to be Tamir Chacham. If they feel that they're going to accomplish Chayro Asher the Migda Milsa, you're allowed to do it. So that's what Kippah is based on. The Gemara says Kippah on Pei Aleph and Beis. The Gemara says Kippah is based on the Pasuk to Moses Rosh Ra'o, that we give a Misa Mishunah. Here, the Gemara right before the second Mishnah, on Pei Aleph and Beis, the 3 Mishnayas. Gemara says, Hecher Mizah, where is there a Mokar in Tanakh that there's such an institution of Kippah? So it's based on Makam Yanshin Shalom and Adin. Gemara says, Temosis Rosh HaRoh, that the Rishayim should die, Misa Mishunah. So we let him die from starvation. That's unofficial. It's based on Makam Yanshin Shalom and Adin. Fine. Yeah. It's not a din. It's not a din. You need Dafke Sanhedrin. You don't need Bizbana Sanhedrin. I feel the Bizbana Zah, it says it applies. You have to. Someone has to pass again that it's a Hirosha Migda Vilson. Someone has to make the determination that there's cause, there's sufficient cause.
Here,
a guy stole the pencil from the school, so we're going to give him the death penalty. It has to be seichodik.
And here, as opposed to just saying anybody, any
representatives of the community are needed. The Zayin Tuvah who are elected by the people have to decide that they think that this is sufficient cause here. They think that this is a Migda Milsa.
But saying in other cases you wouldn't need the scientific.
What do you mean other cases?
I thought Rebbe said that it's like Chateb Shvil Shatiska Haverka.
Okay, that also. Chateb Shvil Shatiska. Also part of this then. Yeshkach, Yad Chacham, Laka, Dominatora, Ukul Yasei Elo HaRusha, the Migda Milsa. Okay.
We're already saying all these circumstances. Thank you.
You need Zayin Tuvah to give a death penalty or to give Malkus. Do you need Zayin Tuvah here to pasken Chatei Bishul Shatiske? Probably not. A Talmid Chacham can do that too. You're not talking about taking someone's life or making someone, giving Malkus to someone. That you need the representatives of the Kehillah, that says in Siman Beis. But the other than Chatei Bishul Shatiske, whenever you have a Talmid Chacham who feels that it's a valid cause, so he can pass on Chatei Bishul Shetiska. The Hasidim decided on their own Chatei Bishul Shetiska, that rather than daven Bizman Kriyashma, Bizman Tfilo, so they feel that if they'll make more hachonis on Shabbos morning, they'll be Mabes Sedri with their children, they'll learn a little Gemara with their children, and then they mosey along to daven Shakris in Satmar. Remember, everybody's sitting and learning and Mabes Sedra and everything, then they don't begin to daven Shachris till 11:30, way after Zman Krishma, Zman Tefillah and everything. So they felt that Chatei Bishul Shetiska. You don't need Zayin Tuvah here for that. You need a Talmid Chacham should make a determination that that's so gewaldic, that's worth it. So that's Rav Chaim Alosh, and it makes fun of this practice, which is still practiced by the Chassidim. And he says, what do you mean Chatei Bishul Shetiska? Chatei Bishul Shetiska, that was Kodem Matan Torah, he says. That Yaakov Avinu married two sisters because he knew that it's going to come out Yud Bei Shvatim. He saw Baruch HaKadosh is going to be gevaldik. So Chatei Bishul Shetiska, Kodem Matan Torah, the others were volunteering as an Einim Tzuvah V'Yesu to observe the Mitzvah HaTorah. But Nitan Torah is Chat Shalach after Matan Torah. There's no more Chatei Bishul Shetiska. So he said, the Hasidim are doing wrong. So one of the Talmidim, Rav Chaim Alosh, and I wrote over Kesa Rosh, Dan Hogas, like you have Maaser Rav has the Hanhogas of the Vilna Gaon, so the Sefer Keser Rosh was written by Rav Osher, Tiktina. He was a Talmud of Rav. He learned the Malosh and the Yeshiva. So he wrote Svarim Keser Rosh. He wrote Bichas Rosh. He wrote a Sefer Bichas Rosh on Brochus, a Sefer Bichas Rosh on the Dorim also, on Nozir. On Nozir he has. And he wrote the Sefer Keser Rosh is the Hanhogas of Rav Chaim Malosh. So he writes about Rav Chaim Malosh and he said that Chatei Bishul Shetiske doesn't apply Lacha Matan Torah. It's not exactly accurate. There are Beferish Gemara that it does apply him as Manan Zay after Matan Torah. What he meant, he exaggerated a little bit when he was attacking the Hasidim and the Nefesh HaChaim. What he meant to say was that it doesn't apply as freely as it did Kodem Matan Torah. Kodem Matan Torah, everything was only voluntary. Eidem Mitzvah V'Yosa. The others were not Nitztava yet. So that was easier to say. Not volunteer the mitzvah. Lacha Matan Torah, we apply it in rarer instances, but it does apply in rare instances. So for that, that's a question on me. Am I allowed to do makrav pasul karbon if I stand to gain something great? So that you need a tam chacham to paskin. But in order to get malchus amisa, that you have to have the zayin tuvah here. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
Well, basically, if somebody keep up, is that like regular Gemara Din, and the person is like Gavra Ketila, when he dies, is like Haruvi Bezdin? Is it like the regular?
I don't think so. No. If there would be a Gemara, there are some Samechs points out, as Samech points out, there is a Gemara in the third Perik in Ksubas, Perik Elon Iris, where the Gemara distinguishes between the Isser Loisirzach and the Isser of beating someone up. Lo Yosef ben Yosef. Gemara said, the Isser Lo Yosef ben Yosef is in a certain sense a weaker Isser because Hutta Mechlola, it's a Bezen. Shlech Bezen has a right to beat people up. So whenever you have an Isser that's Hutta Mechlola, so that's considered a lower level Isser. For example, the Gemara says that Chelev Chaya is Mutter, so the Isser Chelev is Hutta Mechlola. It's muta by a chaya. But the yisal lasir tzoch is never huta mechlolai. So the arsamech has the kasha, why is lasir tzoch is also huta mechlolai? Bezin gives the death penalty to people. You see, it's sometimes, just like the shlech bezin gives malchus, so the lav lo yosef pen yosef is huta mechlolai, it's a shlech bezin. So the yad reidim tiyad barbarishana, the yisal lasir tzoch is also huta mechlolai. Says we never find in the Gemara that yisal lasir tzoch is huta mechlolai. So the arsamech writes, he says, Loisir Tzach is not Huta Mechlolai. Because the Bez makes a Gmardin Lemisa. Making back Gmardin Lemisa is a Gabrik Tilo, so Hargoen and Aragolov. So there is no Isir Loisir Tzach anymore. Masheni came to Shliach Bezdin. Shliach Bezdin, the Osamech doesn't add this. The Shliach Bezdin probably doesn't mean when the Shliach Bezdin gives Malkus when the person deserves Malkus. That's another Gemara. The Gemara says it's never called Hut Mechlala when it's mitzvasa bekach. Let's say you're allowed to eat chelav chaya. You're not, no mitzvah to eat chelav chaya. The exact same fatty parts of the animal and the behemoth that are muta bachila, the counterpart in a chaya is muta. Yisra chelav is only by behemoth, not by chaya. So it's not a mitzvah to eat the chelav chaya. You're permitted to eat it. That's Hut Mechlala. But if you have, let's say, there's a mitzvah, you have to bring karbanos on Shabbos. You have to meet him in Masafim. Going to say, the Yisra Chilu Shabbos Huta Mechlola, Eitzel Karbanos Tzibur, that's not Huta Mechlola, that's Mitzvah Sabekach. And whenever it's Mitzvah Sabekach, it's not called Huta Mechlola. So why does the Gemara say, Lo Yosef Pen Yosef is Huta Mechlola, Eitzel Shliach Bezen? Shliach Bezen has a mitzvah to give Malkus. So the Pashto says, when the Gemara says Huta Mechlola, Eitzel Shliach Bezen, it doesn't mean that the Shliach Bezen gives the Malkus of the Bezen. No, that's Mitzvah Sabekach. It's never called Hut Mechlola. It means a different thing. The Gemara says in the third, different Shleich Bezin. Not the Shleich Bezin is giving Malka. The Gemara says in the third Perik in White Cotton Perik, Eile Megalchen has all the Dinim of Avelus. So it says there that the Shleich Bezin, if the fellow doesn't want to come to the Din Torah, so the Bezin, the Shleich Bezin has the right to beat him up, to pressure him. He has the right to curse him. He has the right to rip his clothing, to destroy his property. It's a heter. Klola, het the hakor, het the mazik, het the choyvel. He's allowed to do all kinds of things. So those special terms, the Shleich Bezin has the right to pressure the guy to come to Bezin. You can't say that's mitzvah sabekach. That's not mitzvah sabekach. If you have a more decent way to pressure the guy to come, you do that way. If you have no brera, then that's a din that a special heter Shleich Bezin. So that's what the Gemara says. That heter. That's not good. That's not called mitzvah sabekach. So that had the bezin. That shows that the iser of lo yosef pen yosef is huta mechlola. But by giving din in nefashes, that's not called huta mechlola. That's what the osamech says, because the person is a gabrik tila already. So there's no iser itzicha anymore.
Doesn't the Gemara on that pehei say that when the sugi about a band being shliach to aviv, they call it a mitzvah for shliach to in someone? Gemara on that pehei says
to give the malchus, yeah, right, to give the malchus.
Isn't that talking about the same thing? Hakah and Klala, is that talking about the same thing? That the Shliach Beit Din is pressuring him to come to Beit Din? The Gemara said it's Hakah and Klala.
I thought the Gemara was talking, the guy deserves malchus because he ate chaza.
Or the also like my Klala, though.
Klala?
Isn't that also the pressure him to
Klala mean, I don't think so. He did an aver, he deserves to be put in cherim. So the Shleich Bezin is going to declare Cherem is a curse, and the guy should drop dead because he did an Avera. So this, you're not allowed to curse anyone. So a special heter, the Shleich Bezin is allowed to curse people, even though normally there's an Isser of Lois Kalacherish. By a parent, there's a double Isser. The Rambam counts it as two Lavim, even though it's one Pasuk. Lois Kalacherish, the Rambam usually disagrees with the Baal Halachas Gedolos. Halachas Gedolos counts Lasinov three times. There's an Isa Lasinov for a Naira Hamarasa because the punishment is Skila. There's an Isa Lasinov on a Baskoen Shazinsa because the punishment is Sreifa. Then there's a third Isa Lasinov for an Eshesish Nesua because the punishment is Chenek. So the Rama makes fun of the Bahag. Why did he count it three times? It's one din of Lasinov. So the Ramban, yes, on the Rambam, he himself did that. By Makov, Avim, and Makal, Avim, The pasuk that says you're not allowed to beat anybody up is one pasuk. La Yosef ben Yosef. The Rambam counts it twice. One is a lot of makor the Yisrael. One is a lot of makor the imoy. And then the same thing. Losa kal cheresh is one pasuk. The Rambam counts it twice. One who is mekalal Adam Yisrael and one is mekalal over the imoy. So that's the Ramban's kasha. How come he counted this lav twice? So we discussed more than once. We discussed the Megillah Esther on this side. Quotes from the Rashbates who lived in Algeria. So the Rashbates writes the Sefer Zohar HaRakia. That's his Sefer HaMitzvah. He gives his opinion. What are the Tayag Mitzvahs? And he has a bit of a discussion. So he comes sometimes, he defends the Rambam over here. He says, when does the Rambam say that you can't count one pasuk three times? Because all three, by the Naira HaMarasa Shezinsa, by the Baskoin Shezinsa, by the Nesua Shezinsa, all three get the death penalty. But over here, sometimes you get death penalty, you sometimes get Malkus. So you only get Malkus if it's an Issa Kal. You can only get a death penalty if it's an Issa Chomer. There are Kalas and there are Chamuras. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph and Hilchas Tshuva. There are Kalas and there are Chamuras. So this lab is an Andragonist. The lab sometimes gets Malkus on the assumption it's an Issa Kal, sometimes get Misa. So the Chacham had a tradition, it must be two Lavim. If sometimes you get Malkus, sometimes you get Misa, you have to assume that they're two different Lavim, because it can't be one and the same lab. If sometimes we demon is an Issa Kal, sometimes it's an Issa Chomer. So getting back again, fine. So there's a Machlokes HaRishonim. Gomer Sadova Machnis HaMaisim, they bring in the Bali Dinim. Is that because the Halacha requires Gemar Din Bifanov even by Dinim Aminus? Oh no. By Dinim Aminus, there is no such thing. It's only by Nefasha. The original Pasuk, Aram de Lefnei Heide La Mishpat, at the end of Masai, I think, is only by Nefasha, not by Maminus. By Maminus, you notify them. They're waiting. They're eager to hear, so we tell them. But it doesn't really require a Gemar Din Bifanov. That's the Machlokes. How do you read that? The first white line, Nachamol, and Hutzuchah Dabo Lishol Kosim Mishalchon is sent to the Bez Nagadol. Then the Bez Nagadol paskins on this case. Oh no, the Bez Nagadol sends a tshuva, and the local Bezin reads the tshuva, and they give the psak b'fnei Balim. So that's two opinions on Choshe Mishpat. So that's the Gemara's discussion here. Should I say that the Stam Mishnah is a lyric Rab Nosson? We're going to paskin like Rab Nosson. We don't want to have. We usually assume halachic stam mishnah. We don't want to have a stam mishnah against Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson says shem devarim shazayam k'shav v'chal lemachon shem devarim. You don't need a kabbalah sedus and mamon as tuch they dibar b'chad. Rav says lo, there is no stam mishnah against Rav Nosson. They're on baladinim. I who sent the baladinim out. So Rav says yeah, that's Rav Nachemi says. It makes good sense. That was the practice. They said they don't want the baladinim to know who said in his favor, who said against him. They'll never forgive the dayanim. But we have a beferish of Brisa that says Gomer Sadova Machnisim is Aedim. It doesn't say Machnisim Baladim, it's Machnisim is Aedim. So the Brisa is beferish against Rav Nosson. Gomer says, you're right, Ahuda like Rav Nosson. That Brisa is beferish against Rav Nosson. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the Pshat and the Mishnah. Mishnah is not necessarily against Rav Nosson. We're going to pass like Rav Nosson, and we pass on our Lochik Sam Mishnah, and Machnisa Moisa means we call back the Baladin. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the two Machlaikas. The first Machlaikas was whether we are makel, we allow Eidus Miuchedus by Mominus, means that they're not Roim Zeh. What if they're not even Roim Bebasacha? So that was a Machlaikas, Tanakama and Rebbe Shul Mekorcha. How far do you go with that Pusik in Machis in the first Perik? Lo yumas al piyadech means echadecha. Lo yumas means only in the foshes. Moment as he can. What do you allow? Ain ra'im zezeh. We mean not ra'im bevasachas. So that's the machloikas. Gufa. Let's go back again. Sometimes the Gemara wants to go back. Sometimes they say gufa. Sometimes they say omamar. Is there any difference when you say gufa, when you say omamar? So Rashi. There's a Sefer Yad Malachi. Yad Malachi was a contemporary of the Chidah. They lived in the 1700s. That's when the Jews started writing encyclopedias. So the Yad Malachi is alphabetically arranged. He talks about Kololi HaShas. So he talks about this. He quotes, Rashi says in a few places, Omar Mar is more respectful. So whenever you're quoting a Mishnah or a Braisa, they say, Omar Mar, the master said, and you quote it, and then you elaborate. If you're quoting a Memra from an Amora, then you say Gufa. Here, they are quoting a Braisa. So why does it say Gufa? Should have said Omar Mar? So this is an exception to the rule. The question is, there's so many exceptions to the rule, so the Yad Malachi suggests Fakirat. The rule is, you only say Gufa when you're quoting a Tayyidic source, and Amar Mar is when you quote an Amar. But there's so many Gemara's Fakir, so those are the exceptions to the rule. So others say there is no rule. There's so many exceptions. Half the time there's an exception to the rule. So the Yad Malachi has this fascinating discussion. Okay, when you say Gufa, when you say Amar Mar, as far as we're concerned, the same thing. Doesn't make a difference. So Gufa, what does it say? The other man in this mitzvah shirish named Keecher Reb Shimon Karchem of Zecha said, "My kamei feligi, what's in the kudus?" We know what they're arguing. That pasuk, the yomus al piyadecha, it only goes on misa, not on mamonis. To the what extent are you mekal on edis mecheres? Not reim zezer, or even if that not reim bebasachas. But what does that depend on? My kamei feligi, what's in the kudus machleik? Ibai same kro, ibai same svar. Could be that it's a machleikus in svar. Could be a machleikus in pasuk. Very often here it says brachas davdalan beis v'shom nisman, means there in brachas they give you the masoras hashas, we give you the full list of cross references. How often this expression appears in the Gemara? Boisei mekroi, boisei mesvar. So there also on the side of the Gemara in the margin they say, look in the Tosis and Shvuos chabeis and beis. Many times, I don't remember most of the time, probably is most of the time. I think most of the time when it says this lashon in the Gemara, boisei mekroi, boisei mesvar, it'll say ayin Tosis Shvuos daf chabeis and beis. So the Tosis and Shvuos asks the kasha. The Gemara says, how do you know? So the Gemara says, Apasik. The Gemara says, Lamali kvas varahu. Common sense dictates that it should be so. But the same thing, the Gemara, Bavakama, Mambav, Hamabes. The Gemara says, how do you know the din hamoitza mechaber all of harai? So the Gemara says, Apasik. The Gemara says, Lamali kvas varahu. It's such a compelling svar, you don't need a pasik. It cannot be. You don't need a pasik if it's a svar. So how can this expression appear so many times in Shas? Iboy same krai, boy same svara. If it's iboy same svara, so lama likra svara. It's a svara. So Taisa says you can dinzuch with the svara. Not every svara is so compelling. If it's a very compelling svara, like Amritz Machaber all of Araya is so compelling, or Peshasa Peshita is such a compelling svara, that cannot be that for that you need a pasuk. And this svara is not so compelling. You can zuch dinger on the svara. So that's what the Gemara says. If a person wants the dinzuch, so iboy same krai. So we have a pasuk to show that this svara is correct. That's what Tosfos says. He mentioned that Rav Sadigan wrote a sefer, Emunas V'Deos. So in the days of the Rishonim, they used to spend a lot of effort and energy to prove the existence of God. So he effect Hakasha, why did the Rabbanu Shalom have to make a Gilui Shechinah Ma'amin HaSinai? Lama Likra Svarahu, why did he have to reveal himself? We can prove it logically. We can write a whole book on philosophy, and we'll prove with logical proofs that God exists. So he says, but people can dingzach. That those are dingzach, that God, that he doesn't exist. So the Rebbe wanted to make it clear. That he made a gilish chinah, so there's nothing to dingzach. He revealed himself, said, don't dingzach. This is the fact. He's saying the same as Tosfos says, and Shavuos Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. Tosfos is talking about halacha. He's talking about the existence of the Bari Yoyim. Lama likra svarahu? So he says, you can dingzach. Okay. So what does the Gemara say? Iboi say misvara. If you want to say the machloek and the kudus machloek is in svara, why does the Tanakhama hold they have to be seeing at the same time? Because Amara the Kamasad Hai, Lo Kamasad Hai. He's talking about $100. He's talking about a different $100. If he saw one halva, he saw a different halva. He saw one hezek, he saw a different hezek. They're not talking about the same $100. The Idoch, and what does Rabbi Shua ben Korcha hold? That even halva achavar is also good. Bottom line, I'm going to be amatar. They both say that he owes him $100. Mali, whether it's choyvel, mazik, halva, mechira. Bottom line, two people say that the guy owes $100, so he owes $100. Farti. Yeah, why don't you say the same by Ritzicha? He murdered someone on Sunday, and they murdered a different person on Monday. So they both say that he's chayv misa. So some of the answer is, we usually assume that by Chiyav Misa, there is no Chiyav Misa till Bezna makes the Gemara Din. By Misa and Malkus and Knas, we assume the Chiyav doesn't exist until the Bezna makes the Gemara Din. By Choyvo, the Mazik, and Halvoa, and Moicher, He owes him the money already. So they have one Erechid says he borrowed $100 on Sunday. One Erechid says he smashed his window on Monday to the tune of $100. So bottom line, the two Eidim are saying that he owes him $100. But by Misa and Malkus and Knas, there is no Chiyav. They can't say, they're both saying, bottom line, both saying that he's Chai Misa. He's not Chai Misa till Mezen makes a Gemar Din. That's usually assumed to be the Din. Who says that? That by Mammon, the Chiyav exists already right away. And by Malkus and Misa and Knas, the Chiyav doesn't come into existence till Mezen makes a Gemar Din. So this is Rabbi Kivega writes this in the Gilyan HaShas, Hamakas, he asked. Rashi and Tosfos worked so hard to explain a pshat in the Gemara. Why don't they say this simple pshat? That's what Rabbi Kivege writes. The Tzoyis had a brother who wrote the Sefer Trumas Takri. He wrote the Sefer Kuntras Hasvekas also. He was a Hungarian. So there are Hungarian people who have the Yichas, their descendants from the Kuntras Hasvekas. The big Yichas. I don't know people who descended from the Tzoyis HaChoshim, but people say they're descendants from the Kuntras Hasvekas. So the one who wrote the Kuntras Hasvekas also wrote the Trumas HaKri. It's a commentary on Chosh Mishpat. It's very thin. The Tzoyis has many, many more comments. He has 100 times more. Not 100 times more, 25 times more. It's much thicker than the Trumas HaKri. Much, much bigger. So the Trumas HaKri writes the same pshat and the Gemara Maka says Rabbi Kivega. The same shot. Rabbi Chanan Rasam quotes Rishonim and Ksubas who say not so. They say that the Chiyav Misa was when the guy is Rotzeach, the guy is Machal Shabbos, he's Chai Misa right away. It's not that the Bezin, when Bezin makes the Gmar Din, they make him into a Gabrik Tila. But not that up until the Gmar Din, there is no Chiyav Misa. The Rishonim and the Shittim Kubetzes are Machriach this from a Gemara. So Rabbi Chanan points out that we're so used to thinking like Rabbi Kivega and the Gilyan HaShas. If Gevega asked on Rashi and Tosfos, why do they give a doichik pshat in the Gemara? Why don't they give my pshat? Isn't it so obvious? Rabbi Chanan says, not so obvious, because the Rishonim and Shittim were betzes in Ksubas, Perek, Narish and the Spatz, I think, in the fourth Perek, Rishonim sof in the Gemara, that the Chiyav Misa is there right away.
What would Rabbi Kivega say about Kimei Zerami night? Because if the Chiyav only comes later, then in a Chiyav Mamun and a Chiyav Misa at the same time,
yeah.
We say Kimei Zerami night. Why
would
we say that if only
Chiyav
only comes much later?
Kim Lebe, the Rabbinah is Lachta bin Shogig Lemezit. So, Bishogig, there is no Chiyav Misa anyways. So, why is that Kim Lebe, the Rabbinah? Tana Bechiske says, even if he does the Chilul Shabbos Bishogig. So, the answer is, you don't need a Chiyav Misa to pata from the Chiyav Mamun. If he did a Maisa HaMachayev, if he did a Maisa there, which normally, if he would have done it, Bemezit, it would have been Chiyav Misa, even though he personally did a Bishogig, there is no Chiyav Misa. The Maisa HaMechayev is enough to pata. It's a strange din. Kim Lebi the Rabbi, even if the Maisa, there is no Rabbi Mine. So this is the Maisa HaMechayev. Even though the Chiyav is not Chal until you make the Gemar Din.
The Chiyav explains out of Rashi and Baba Kama that Rashi employed Rav Shimon Parcha by Knas.
That even by Knas also.
Yeah, but
Sivas thinks that Knas should be the same as Nefoshes, that you need it. Shnei Adam took the Debra of each other. Right, yeah. Fine. If it's by Misa, I would think that by Knas it's certainly more so.
So we usually say, like, in Shir, sometimes we talk about Knas, but that's like maybe Kivega or something.
We usually assume like Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Chanan debunks the whole thing. He says, "Beferish shittim kubetzes as a beferishing mark." But you just reword it a little bit. We say like Rabbi Kivega in the Trumas HaKri, that's an exaggeration. What you really should have said is that the kiyam hoinesh can only be mipi acherim. Knas is an oinesh. Misa malchus is an oinesh. You only given a self-imposed oinesh is not called an oinesh. So until Bezdin paskins that the guy deserves the onesh, so you can't give any onesh. So it's not that the chiyav doesn't exist at all. Maybe you can say the chiyav does exist, but you can't meet it out. You can't do anything about it. The chiyav mamon, let's say if the guy borrowed money or he's masik someone, he can pay on his own. That's not an onesh. He can pay on his own. The chiyav is there all along, and if he'll volunteer on his own, is good. And knas, it doesn't make sense to volunteer on your own. That's the Gemara in Bava Kama and Perek Meruba. That's a Taisus quotes a Yerushalmi. Taisus and Eilat Naris quotes a Yerushalmi like that. The Babli and Yerushalmi, they both say that Malkus and Misa and Knas doesn't make sense to do on your own. So instead of saying that the Chiv doesn't exist until the Gemara Din, that's how the Chumash Sakrin, Rabbi Kivega worded it, so we'll tone it down a little bit. It's not relevant. The Chiv, Misa and Malkus and Knas, not relevant until Bezdin makes a Gemara Din, because it has to be as an Onesh. Onesh has to be Mipi Acherim. So until you make a Gemara Din, there's nothing to discuss about administering the Onesh. Okay, but just worded a little different. We usually say it like Rebbe Kivega's way. It's a little exaggerated. A lot exaggerated. Okay. So that's if you say it's a machlokes in Svara. If you say Mikra, if you want to say the machlokes on a common Rishu Mekorcha, is a machlokes based on a pasuk. Which pasuk? Dichsiv, ru'ed, oiro, o yoda. It says in Vayikru, that's the parsha of Chatas HaLeviyori. They're one of three Averis that if you can't afford a Chatas Beim, it brings a Chatas Hoif and an Oilas Hoif. So what are the three Averis of Chatas HaLeviyori? So one of Shavuos Bitui, took a Shavuot not to eat potato chips, and he goes and he eats the potato chips. So he took Tumas Migdash with Kadoshav, he was in a state of Tumen, he entered Beis HaMigdash, or he ate Kvachim. Or the third case is Shavuos HaEdus. The Baladinim are having a din Torah, and one Baldin is going to lose unless the witnesses testify on his behalf. And he tells the Edim, Bo v'heiduni, please come and testify on my behalf. So the Edim says, we don't know anything about the case. So once they swear in front of Bez, we don't know anything about the case. We don't even accept the testimony later. Rashi says, because not everybody agrees, but Rashi says, because Kim Sheigat Shuman Achazam Magid. The Ran says, what kind of Kim Sheigat? That's not Haggadah Zedus. They say, that's not a Haggadah. Rashi says that itself is a Haggadah. They gave a Haggadah Seydus. Ain't on the Yodim L'chayidus. So Rashi says, Kim Sheigan Shuman Achazam Magid. The Ran has a slightly different, okay, but usually you say like Rashi. So because they said, Ain't on the Yodim L'chayidus, they ruined his ability to win the Din Torah. So they were maps in him. He said, if the Levi decide to do tshuva, then the Torah says they have to bring a Chatas Olaviyar. Olaviyar means if they can afford it, they should bring a Chatas Beim. They can't afford it, they bring the Chatas Oiv. So the Parsha says over there, but who ate? The fellow was a witness. O Ro, O Yoda. Either he saw the Halvor, or he knows about the Halvor. What does he have? Ruach HaKodesh. How does he know if he didn't see? So Gemara says that's referring to a case of Dinim Mominus. The din of Shavuos HaEdus, that Yechayv to bring Chatas HaLeviyor, is only if there was a din Torah between two parties in Dinim Mominus. How do you know? Maybe it even Huro, in Lo Yagid Ben Asa. Well, no. If he swore falsely, he has to bring Chatas HaLeviyor. Maybe even if he swore falsely about a case of Dinim Nefoshos or Dinim Malkus, Mor says no. The pasuk is talking about Edus HaMiskayem is Biyidia B'loi Riya. How can you have Hagodah Oro? If he saw the Halva, if he didn't see, how does he have Ruach HaKodesh to know what happened? The answer is no. He heard Hoidos Baldin. Hoidos Baldin only works in Dinim Amrit. Hoidos Baldin doesn't work in Malkus, doesn't work in Misa. So that's how the Gemara established in the first parak, in Parak Shavuos HaEdus, in Masech HaShavuos, that's how the Gemara established that the Parsha of Shavuos HaEdus, that Parsha of Chatas HaLeviyor, is only talking about a case of Dinim Amrit. Because the case of Malkus Amisa, it's not shaykh to have Yoda, Yidia Beloria. Yidia Beloria is based on Hadoras Baldin. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Veira Ro Yoda, Vitanya, we have a Bryce Mashish, Nam Leokamid Echod, Leokamid Echod. It says that you need two Edim. Then it says, Leokamid Echod, Vishal Cholav and Cholchatas, Bochaita, Cholchaita, Sheyechta, Pishnaim Edim. So it says, Eidechod is no good. In Edeshu Echod, Eid is in the singular. Matam Lama Echod, it says, Leok made Echod Bish, Lacholav and Lachol Chapit, Lachol Chet Ashiyechta. So why does it have to say, Leok made Echod? Let it say, Leok made. Al Pishnai made him, Al Pishloi Shedim Yom Sameis. Zebona Av, from this Pasuk, we establish a Binyan Av. Binyan Av means, Pashash Av Binyan Av, that the Torah was dictated to Moshe Abeinu by one author, by the Bari Olam, by the Shem Echod, there's only one God. And the style of Hebrew that's used in the Chumash is the same all over. So if a word has a certain connotation in one place, it has the same connotation throughout. The Torah is not written by different authors. The entire Torah was written by the same, dictated by the same author, the Rabbanu Shalom, and the words have the same connotation in different places. Zebana Av, from this pasuk, this sheds light on all the other places. Kamak Mishnah Eid, Harekan Shnaim, Adshiv Hakasuf Echad. Unless it says Leyakim made Echad Beish, what do I have to say at Echad? Leyakim made Beish. So you see, no, the word Eid would have normally meant Shnaim. So now, that's established, that's a klal. The first daf in Saita, the Gemara talks a lot about that. Stam, whenever it says the word Eid, it means Kat Eidim, unless it says Eid Echad. So why is that stove? Afki Rachmana, Beloshon Chad, why does the Torah use the word Eid to mean Shnei Eidim? Lemeimar Adachosu Chavayu Kechad. It's the boy same akro. That the Tanakama holds that in Mominus you have to have the two Eidim have seat together. Why? Because otherwise, how can you call them Eid? If they didn't see together, they're saying they don't have to be Raim Zeh, that you have a miut. Lo yakam eid echad, how does it say? Lo yumas al piyed echad, that means echad echad, singular Eid. So it says lo yumas, but in Mominus it is good. So how far do you go with Mominus it is good? So he says, no, if they didn't see the same halvor, how can you call them Eid? You have to have at least the Iruch, but we don't paskan like the Tanakhama paskan like Abishur Mekorcho. So what do you do with this pasuk? So he says, no, since the pasuk is marbib, who aid, Oro, O Yoda, Mikomakom. However, Oro, O Yoda tells me you don't need Riyas HaMaisi, even if you have Eidus on Hoidos Baldin. So it means you're Mekel, as long as you have two Eid Echods is good. Two Eid Echods is also good. So even Havoach HaVoah would also be good, based on the pasuk. Oro or Yoda. Yoda means you marbe even cases with his Yidia Belorian. You don't need Riyas HaMaisa should be, they should say see the same Riyas HaMaisa. Riyas HaMaisa plays a role. That's the Gemara in Yesh Nochman says, if you have Edom, Chilosa B'Psul, B'Sofa B'Hechsho is not acceptable. Let's say at the time of the Halvoa, we were brothers-in-law. And then by the time you come to give the Hakadosh Edus B'Bezdin, someone's wife died or someone got divorced, so we're no longer brothers-in-law. So the Gemara has a brisa that's called chilosa b'psul. At the time of Riyas HaMaisa, we were posulated. So let's say at the time of Riyas HaMaisa, he was a ganef. He was posulated. So he was Chal Shabbos. And then he became a Baal Tshuva. And then he comes to give HaGodah Seydis a Bezin. It was a B'shas HaGodah Seydis. He's a kosher. He's a Baal Tshuva. But at the time that he saw Riyas HaMaisa, he was posul. So the Gemara says, if it's chilosa b'psul, it's not acceptable. So the Rashbam asks, where did the Tanoim get this from? It's a brisa in Yeshna. Where did Tanoim get it from? So he says they got it from the phrase Oro O Yoda. Why does it have to say Oro? How then did the Edom know? If the Edom don't testify, they're in violation of an Aver. How do they know to testify? They know. So how do they know? Because they saw the accident happen, or they saw the murder happen, or they saw the halvor, they saw the mekach. So what does it have to say? Oro Yoda. They say Im Yoda. Why do you need to write raw? It says Yoda. Even Yoda is good. Yidir Beloria is good. Even if there is no Riyas HaMais. Heard of Hados Baldin. So why does it mention raw? The answer is, the Rashbam says there in the Yesh Nechlin, Riyas HaMais has a Chaloshem. You need Riyas HaMais. If Bishas Riyas HaMais, the aid was possible. Chilosa B'Psul, the Sofa B'Kashuas is good. Chilosa means Bishas Riyas HaMais. Sofa means Shas, when he gives the Haggadah Seydis. The Rashbam says that that din, that Riyas HaMaisa plays a role al pidin, is learned out from this Gezeris HaKosov, Oro O Yoda.
Yidia was also Psul, and it's also no good.
Also no good. If I heard the Hados Baldin, at the time I heard the Hados Baldin, I was a Gana from Chal Shabbos, or I was related to a Korev, then it's also no good. You need Chal Hashem Riyas HaMaisa, both by if I saw the Halvo, or if I heard the Hados Baldin. You need Chil. That's a question. Do you need chilosa behechsher or just chilosa bepsul is no good? That's a big machlokes harishayim. L'chor, it's the same thing, no? Do you need a positive chilosa behechsher or is it a din, a negative din? If it's chilosa bepsul, if it was posulated, b'shas riyas hamaisa, then it's not, but you don't need chilosa behechsher. Isn't it the exact same thing? No, it's not exactly the same. The rishayim discuss it. What if a person was a baldin? At the time of riyas hamaisa, he was a shutef in the business. And then later on, he sells his share, and when he comes to Bezin, he's no longer a Baldin. So the whole group of Rishonim say, like that Raivet that we had on Palgina Dibura, on Daftes Amibes, that a Baldin doesn't have a din of Korv Apostle, He doesn't have a din of Eidus Shabbatul Matzasa Batul Kul because the Baldin doesn't have a shame aid at all. And Ishta Kigulfa is also called a Baldin. But if it's my sister, my cousin, then you wouldn't say Pagin and Dibur. You only say Pagin and Dibur when it's a Baldin. So a group of Rishonim agreed, the Rivosh, a group of other Rishonim agreed with this Rabbeinu Yonan in Sanhedrin has it on Daf Tes. A group of Rishonim agree with the Raive that Baldin is not called an aid at all. So that's what some of the Rishonim say. There's a Gemara in Cheskes Sabbat. Gemara tells a story. Some guy walked into a shul. He stole the Sefer Torah and he walked off with the Sefer Torah. So there were Edom there. So the Edom come to Bezdin and say, the guy stole the Sefer Torah. You should bring him back. So Bezdin says, but the Edom were all members of the shul. Members of the shul. They're Shutfit. So they're Balei Dvarim. So they're Pasul Eidus. So they can't testify. So the guy walks off with the Sefer Torah and then no kosher Edom. So the Gemara says, let them resign membership from the shul. Let them make up in Kanala what they're going to dab in a different shul. So they're no longer Balei Dinim. They're no longer Balei Dvarim. They're no longer Shutfim in the shul. So that they can testify. So all the Rishonim asked, but it's Tchilas HaBepsul. At the time of Rias HaMaisa, they were Shutfim in the shul. They were members in the shul. So what does it help? They're going to resign later. The Gemara said, the Salko Betrei Menai, will die now. Let them be misalik their membership. So some Rishonim say it's good because you don't need Tchilas HaBehechsha. It's just the din. Tchilas HaBepsul is no good. A Baldorba is not called Tchilas HaBepsul. Baldorba is not called an aid at all. It's not. It's neither Tchilas HaBehechsha nor Tchilas HaBepsul. So that's a machlokes in Rishonim. Do you need Tchilas HaBehechsha, which you're missing here? Or no, there's no such din. It's just the din. Tchilas HaBepsul is a poisel. But you don't need a positive Tchilas HaBehechsha. That's machlokes, the details of the halacha. So the Gemara said there's such a machlokes. So that's the first half of the brisa. Machlokes, but they need royim ka'achas. Tanakhama says you do need royim ka'achas. Rabbi Shimon Makorcha says you don't need royim ka'achas. Then the second half of the brisa, they need hagodas eidus turk de dibar with each other. Ain't it this a miskayim is best now? She either shneim ke'echa turk de dibar. I'm not snaim, shem doosh azayam. K'shaver al machar shem doosh. My come if ligi. What's the machlokes in the second half of the brisa? But they need eidus turk de dibar. Well, I said again, boy same is right, boy same is right. Boy same is right, what's the shayla? Mar sover, eidecha ki osi, lushvua osi. How can you say, shayim in dvarav, shal zeh hayom, kshav v'chaver l'mocha, shayim in dvarav, eidecha is only good to the extent of shvua. So if you have the two eidim testifying, tuch de dibar of each other, then you have two eidim. If the eidim are not going to testify, tuch de dibar of each other, Sayyid Echad, each one is only good to the extent of Shavuot. You can't say one and one is two. Can't say one and one is two. Because Eid Echad ki yose, le Shavuhu di yose, le mamayna lo yose. What does that mean? One eight says today that he owes him $100, the other eight says tomorrow he owes him $100. They say they were both here together by the Halvor. But because he didn't come to Echad Dibra of each other, so we say, Erech Kiyasa L'Shavut Yosef. A very strange Gemara. So Rabbi Kevega tells you, look in the Turi Yevin. Rosh Hashanah. Turi Yevin has a Kasha. So you can interpret the Gemara based on the Kasha of Turi Yevin. Turi Yevin has, we pass in Halacha like Rav Nosson. Shamin Dvar Shazayam, Kshavach Haver Lamacha, Shamin is Dvarav. So the Turi Yevin is bothered with a Kasha. There's a din, Edeshiyat Yochel Azima is not acceptable. So the Gemara later in the next parak, where the Gemara says there's a machlekes hatanaim where the chavetz are chasro, whether if the person that did the aver is a tam chacham, I don't have to tell him that you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. If he knows today is Shabbos, I don't have to tell him that you're not allowed to do kosev on Shabbos. He just gave a shir on Shabbos on ksiva, and then he takes a pen and he writes. And in the shir, he kept on saying, today's Shabbos, every Shabbos he gives a shir. And he gives a shir, this you're not allowed to do, and he goes in his Mechal Shabbos. But he forgot, he just finished the shir, in the middle of the shir, he says. So you also need Asra. So it's a Machlokes Satanaim, where the Chavetz Tzarech Asra. We had it on Daf Yud, where the Chavetz Tzarech Asra. We passed the Chavetz Tzarech Asra. But there were Tanoim who held the Chavetz and the Tzarech Asra. So the more effect, Akasha, same thing, Isha Chavera. We don't distinguish between male and female. Equation of the genders, will give the death penalty to the woman also. If she's an Isha Chaver, she gave Yishir on Shabbos afternoon. What you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, not allowed to cook on Shabbos, whenever. And she goes ahead and she says, today is Shabbos, Shabbos the Gishin. She goes ahead, she's Mechal Shabbos. So we give the women equal rights with the men, we'll give her the death penalty also. So the Gemara says, Isha Chaver Shezinso. Woman is giving a whole shiur in the middle of the week about Lo Sinov, that there's a din of Eshezish, and she says, like for example, Alman Eshezish. Then she goes ahead and she violates Eshezish Shezinso. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, if you don't need Hasro, if you're like that Tana, we Paskin do need Hasro, we don't Paskin like that. But according to that Tana, how can you say, Eide Naira Hamarosa Shizinso should always be Eide Shiati Ochel Azima? Because if you'll be Mazim then, the Pasik says you only give the punishment to the Eidim Zamimim Kasha Zomam Lasas Liochel. If this is what he had in mind, when he gave the testimony, it's clear and obvious that he had in mind to kill the Naira Hamarosa Shizinso. He doesn't know the din. The Yadim are not mechuyev to know the din. Chaver ain't a tzara hasra. Or even if he does know the din, he can always dray his way out. The Yadim can tie no the oisral bailabonu. We only had in mind, we know the din is a seita asura la baila. Eish is ish zinza is asura al baila. So who says, the Gemara Memalef asked that kasha. Yeah, about the six wide line of Memalef and Menalef. If you're like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yuda, Chaver ain't a tzara hasra, so the Gemara asks, how do you give the death penalty to an isha chavera? The yedim can always tie in oisra al bailabanu. If they say we gave hasra, so it's dead obvious they gave hasra, don't be mizane, we're going to give you the death penalty. So they can tie in later on, we didn't have in mind, we weren't angling to give her the death penalty, we just wanted to get a divorce from her husband, we wanted to ruin her marriage. But if they gave hasra, they say we gave hasra, don't be mizana. The whole story never happened. We're mazin them. Imana Eastern, they weren't even there. But they said she was mizana. The whole story is not true. And we gave her hasra, don't be mizana. We're going to give you the death penalty. So they can't say we didn't have a mind. They wonder. They say they wonder. But if you all like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the chabad does need hasra. So they say there was no hasra. So how do you read their mind? How do you know that they had a mind? Who says that they really had a mind to kill her? Maybe they can tie it later on. We only had a mind. So the Gemara says, you're right. In a normal case of Naira Hamarasa, this Tana, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, will not say that she gets the death penalty because it'll talk about Lazima. It's only in rare cases. The Gemara gives a few rare cases where there's no way for them to tie it that. So that's what the Turi Evin, Shagasai wrote a sefer, it's called Turi Evin. Rosh Hashanah, Megillah, and Chagiga. So the Turi Evin is bothered with this kasha. If he says there, Bahiyam made, Bachaver, Bala Machar made. So each one can taina. I didn't think they're going to be two Adim. They're going to be Moitzi Mama from him. I just wanted to grisha him a little bit. I wanted him that he should have to swear. People, Orthodox Jews, don't like to swear, even if they're swearing for the truth. So I just wanted to annoy him a little bit. So I gave Eid a Sheker as an Eid Echad, so I had to swear just to annoy him. So how can you be Mechayv the guy? How can you make the Eidim, if you'll be Mazim the Eidim, you make them pay money, Kasha Zamam. So then it's Eid a Shet Yochel Azima, so the Eidim is good to make him pay. But the Eidim, if you'll be Mazim them, each Eid came by himself. Each guy can say, I didn't know there's going to be another raid. I thought I'm the one and only one. I gave Eid a Sheker. I thought, which other Meshuggah? I'm the only Meshuggah. Which other Meshuggah is going to come and give Eid a Sheker? Maybe he's in cahoots with the other guy, but has best know that he's in cahoots. He can tell you, I thought just, L'chai v'shvur basi. I just wanted to annoy him a little bit. You should have to swear on a Sefer Torah. Hashvur's Eid Echud is a Shvur Deraisa. So it's annoying. So how can you use Eidus Miyachedus to make the guy pay mamen? It should be Eidus Shiyati Yochel Hazima. The Eid can always tie, I only had in mind Machai Vishvur Basi. So it could be that that's the pshat. Ma'asav Eidachi Kiyosu L'shvur Hu Diyosi Mamen Alosi. Maybe that's what it means, like the Taina of the Turi Yemen, that it's Eidus Shiyati Yochel Hazima, because the Eid can tie Machai Vishvur Basi. So there's no Kasha Zama. Kasha Zama means we have to guess that this is what he probably had in mind. So the Eid can always tie. I didn't have that in mind. I thought I'm the only one who's going to give Eid a Sheker. I thought I'm just going to be a nuisance. I'm going to annoy him that I'll have to swear. So if that's the pshat and that opinion, so Eidach, and we pass like Rav Nosson. They don't have to come to Echdei Dima. Why is that? I let it talk to the Eder Shiat Yochal Azima. So what's the answer? What's the answer? Let it be, that's the Tori Eben's kasha. How can we pass like Rav Nosson? Let it be Eder Shiat Yochal Azima.
But then they're both there.
No, one came one day, one came the other day. So Bezin wants to put them two together and make him pay. If you mazin them, see each guy can tie them. It didn't occur to me that another Meshugan is going to come and give Eidu Sheka. I just wanted to grisha him a little bit that he should have to swear. I just wanted to be a nuisance, to annoy him that he should have to swear at a safer time. So let it be Eidu Sheka, with respect to being Maitzi Mammon, let's consider Eidu Sheka at the Yochel Azima. The Rav Soloveitchik said that his father gave a teretz on the kasha. He thought that gemara that says mem aleph and mem aleph eidin ara hamarasa shezinsa, if she's an isha chavera, don't get the death penalty because mitoch shechal malam alosu abay lebanu. He thought that it doesn't mean that that's a, they can tighten the way out, that they didn't have that in mind. That the Torah says you give the punishment kasha zamam and you have to psychoanalyze the eidim. What did they have in mind in the back of their mind? You don't have to psychoanalyze. Whatever the Eidim, whatever's included in the Haggadah Seder, that's what we give Hashazam. What's the Pshat and Mem Aleph? So he said, his father thought Pshat in the Gemara was like this. It's a question whether this answer makes any sense. His father thought Pshat like this. If Eidim give a Haggadah Seder and has relevance in two different areas, Isha Chaver Shazinsa is relevant, she becomes a Sait Asur al Baila, and number two, it's relevant, she gets the death penalty. So whenever Eidim give a Haggadah Seder, and it has two mashmo'yot, it's relevant for two different things, and you mazim them, kach nemar halacha, you only give the punishment on the lesser of the two. Not because they can tighten it the way out. No, because it's a halacha. Halacha, you have to have a pasuk. So where's the pasuk? So we'll have to fish around for a pasuk. We'll discuss that soon, or tomorrow, whatever. So maybe that's the halacha. So that's where Moshe Soloveitchik thought, when you have an Eid Echod, Erecha comes today and he says the guy bought him an automobile and he promised he's going to pay him $40,000 for the car. The other Erecha comes tomorrow and he says the guy bought an automobile, the same thing, and he promised he's going to pay him $40,000. So he's not coming to be Mechai B'Shvur. They're telling, there's only one Haggadah Seder. The guy owes him $40,000. He bought a car. What will Bezin do with the Haggadah Seder? If the end of the day there's only going to be Erecha, the only value of the Eidus is Lechai B'Shvur. If at the end of the day there'll be two Eidim, the Bezim will be Mechayiv and Mamet. But it doesn't matter if the eight tainas. We don't have to psychoanalyze the eight to ascertain what did he have in mind. What did they have in mind? L'Osra al-Baila Banu, or L'Chayiv Shvua Banu, or L'Chayiv Amisa Banu. The question is there only one, is there one Haggadah Seder? So that if there are two different Eidios and the one Haggadah, then you only give the Einish Kasha Zamim on the lesser one. But when the Eidim, when the Eid Echad comes and he says about the guy borrowed money, there's only one Eidus that he owes $40,000. He bought a car, he owes him the money. Bezdin will only use it to the extent of the Shvur. I let the Eid tie, I didn't have the mind. We don't care what the Eid had in mind. The Gemara doesn't mean we're psychoanalyzing him to figure out what he meant. The Gemara just says, if the Eidim testify, we wonder, don't be Mizana. So that line in the Eidus only has one relevance. We wonder, don't be Mizana, we've got to give you the death penalty. That's irrelevant, but get to Oisra Bailo. So that line in the Haggadah Seder only has one relevance, but get to Chiyav Misa. So you give them a Kasha Zamam on Misa. But if it's an Isha Chavera, they didn't say, we want her. So the Haggadah Seder is that the Isha Chavera was Mizana, it's an Eidus, but get to Oisra Bailo. It's also an Eidus, but get to Chiyav Misa. So whenever one Haggadah contains an Eidus,